The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, your brother and friend, Yogananda. I wish to continue my discourse on creating sanctuary, and if I may expand on that topic. I have talked about the importance of creating a safe place, a quiet place, a place where you can be vulnerable. Trust in the angels, open to God's love, and for some, it is easy to do, and for others, especially those with families or others living in their abode, it can be more challenging. But as this circle brings you into harmony with the love of God, in the flow of grace, I encourage you again to make a place where you can go to God. If you cannot find one in your home or where you dwell, try and go into nature, as our brother Francis did. In God's creation, where it is safe, it is easy to connect. I wish to remind you that convenience is quite often harmful in the long run. In a world where so many things are disposable, and yet do not biodegrade, the chemicals in your foods what comes through your media, the negativity that is all too easy to get caught up in and not even recognize. So you go into prayer. You give your heart to God. He touches your soul. And the real challenge is remaining in that state. When the world comes in, this group of beautiful souls is very conscious of the condition of the earth. Of the materialism that is so prevalent, of greed and power and all these things that have created a vortex. That is not full of light. And yet, in this circle, and in all these circles of prayer, these lattices of light the grace of God outshines the world, shines a light in the darkness. Sometimes it may appear overwhelming. The conditions of the world over and against your hearts and your soul's longings to be healed, to bestow a blessing upon this world. But I tell you this, one soul walking in the grace of God, radiating love, outshines an army of darkness. One soul. So if you take this love into the world, it is felt, however unseen, and in fact, there's no need to measure whether you are affecting a situation. It is enough to pray. It is enough to wish a blessing upon everyone. It is enough to feel God's love even for your enemies. And those that cannot see, that do not understand, your consciousness of God shines a light on the world, on every soul. So take heart. There's that saying you all know, the darkest hour comes just before the dawn. You are the dawn. So keep the light on, shining in the darkness. As a new day arrives, if you wish to stay in God's love, in His grace, in this communion, all you need to do is pray. This does not require words. When the soul reaches out in humbleness, in deep desire, and in faith, knowing that God responds and knows your intention, in every moment, this is important. The time has come. For you who are blessed to step out in the light and let it shine. You have a multitude of celestial angels at your beck and call. Have faith. Expect a miracle. And walk in God's love with me and all of us here. Our loving Creator, embracing all, blessing all loving and merciful and holy. We praise you. I am your brother and friend in the love of God. And I love you. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.